I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson as we are getting closer to Election Day on this Tuesday. We talked about several things to keep in mind as voters in the state, but I asked her, are we ready with this unprecedented election and turnout due to absentee voting? Here's Jocelyn Benson.
Yes, we are ready, and I'm confident that the work of our township and city clerks all across the state has really put us in a great position to ensure we are counting every vote, that we are ultimately delivering results and announcements as soon as efficiently possible. And it's at the end of the day, with the record number of citizens voting early, citizens can trust that the results of the election are going to be an accurate reflection of the will of the people.
What do voters need to know at this point? Let's just say that they're doing absentee voting. What's important if they are an absentee ballot voter right now?
Well, two things. One, if you don't yet have your ballot, pick it up from your city or township clerk. And if you do have your ballot, fill it out and return it either through your local drop box or your city and township clerk's office. And you can get the location of both at michigan.gov/vote. Just get it in by 8 p.m. on Election Day, but truly the sooner the better, just to make sure your vote counts. And then you can track the whole process at michigan.gov/vote by entering your voter information.
What about with registration? I mean, there's been some changes with being able to get registered to vote. What's important there if someone's listening this morning that says, I do want to vote, I haven't registered yet, is there an option for them?
There is. In fact, you can register to vote up to and on Election Day itself, including up until 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And so there's really no reason not to vote if you're eligible. Bring your residency verification to your city or township clerk's office and register to vote right there, and then you can get your ballot, fill it out, and return it all in one trip.
With all these changes and everything that are moving forward, are you getting a sense that this might be how elections look moving forward from here? I know this all started because of COVID-19 concerns and all of that, but we're seeing a lot of things in our society become different and in ways more efficient. Are you seeing possibly that this is the way the future is going to look for elections?
I think so. Certainly the data in other states that have seen increases over the years of people voting absentee, once people see the how easy it is to vote from home and are accustomed and familiar with the process, you'll see more people doing it. And the bigger thing this year is also we're seeing so many people participate. I mean, we're on track to have more people vote in Michigan's election than ever before. And that's another trend I hope increases so that no matter how someone's casting their ballot, they're still engaged, they're voting, they're educated, they're informed, they're speaking their mind. And that improves our state overall, and I hope we've really turn the corner there and are going to see that continuously moving forward.
We're talking with Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson this morning. Let's talk about voting in person while we have a few moments here with you. What is important for those that are choosing to vote in person to keep in mind?
Well, first, if you do vote in person, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. You can find out the location or confirm the location of your polling place at michigan.gov/vote. And if you show up, you'll be met with poll workers wearing masks, gloves, sneeze guards, hand sanitizer, and other sanitization equipment in place. Polling locations at actual voting booths are socially distant, so we're going to avoid crowding. And because so many citizens have voted early, really two-thirds of our electorate will have voted by Election Day, we anticipate. That means those showing up to vote on Election Day don't have to worry about crowds or long lines and should, you know, see smooth sailing and safe and secure access to the vote. And we do encourage you to wear a mask to protect your health and safety and the health and safety of others if you do show up in person to vote.
And again, all of this is available online. How do they find that?
Michigan.gov/vote. That is your portal for all your election needs.
That's Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.